Can I say that?
No!
I can't say that.
Oh, so that was allowed? Where do we go with that? Was that approved? What just happened?
I mean, it wasn't not approved.
I don't know what gets retained and what doesn't with the dumb button sometimes.
Russell Dorsey.
We just hear the original stuff.
You're just talking about what he gets at Jewel. You know, it just gets me. That's all he gets.
Remember, it all happens for the stream. So just live in a world where it happened because it did.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We actually had, there was a fun time that happened. Was it, were you with me on that show, Lawrence? When you weren't, because I had to press the dump button. The one and only time. Oh. Melissa Rokitis.
Oh, Roki. Oh, foul mouth is all get out.
What'd she do?
It was fantastic. It was the Joe Ostrowski birthday segment, yes. I believe.
And those two used to yell at each other in the control studio. So I'm not surprised at all that she forgot where she was and cussed on the air. God bless her for it. So that's my tree right there.
So was that segment regarding meat inside some pants? Because a texter says Meat Pants is back on the score. That was my nickname in the 90s. And I got it
was.
Yeah, you know, McNeil and Boers called me Meat Pants because I had this pair of pants that I like to wear that had a rip in them, but I didn't care because I liked them. So one day Boers was like, there's a big hunk of meat hanging out of your pants. And then they started calling me Meat Pants.
So to speak.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it's come back around. So time is a flat circle here at the score.
Indeed.
Yeah. You know, young Russ, he just lives in a different world than the rest of us because he's young. That's how that goes. We're middle-aged. He's young. That's how that goes.
I aspire to be like Russ when I grow up, honestly.
I aspire to be like Russ when he grows up, too.
Thank you, see, Russ.
It's that right there.
What?
See?
What?
It's that right there.
Hey, man. Seems like Russ could use getting chopped down every once in a while. Seems like Marshall has signed up for it.
Well, the good thing is for Russ is that he's got uncles that are totally here to like pump him up.
Exactly. I pump him up all the time.
I am here to be the cheerleader for Russ Dorsey. So whatever he wants to do, I am here for it.
So you got a good cop, black cop thing going on.
Black cop.
Yeah. Black cop. Listen, I support Russ all the time. I just tend to I tend to be a little liberal with my provoking of my friends. I'm a perfectly reasonable, nice guy to people who I'm not close with. But if I'm close to you, you don't get all this heat.
Well, that ball busting is a form of love.
Thank you.
As we know.
It's my number one love language, at least the love language I give out. I'm receiving it.
Anywho.
Yeah, I heard the laugh from inside the control room there.
Wait, it's coming from inside the control room.
But you got to be able to take it if you dish it out.
Oh, I can. I just make people feel bad for me because, you know, I'm not the man I used to be.
Oh, that's menacing. If you're using pity, you're using pity as a weapon.
It works. It works.
Yeah, but not here. Not after a while, it's not going to work.
I actually needed that explanation. Now things make a lot more sense. Thank you. Because sometimes I'll push back, like, and friend conversations, and Marshall will be like, man. And I'm like, oh, no. What did I just do?
Layla,
Exactly.
Did we cut off your proppers? What's going on?
I should give credit to the people who came on the show.
Russ Dorsey for wine.
We also had Nick Friedel, which was great. We had Ian Happ, which was also awesome. Thanks to Jed Hoyer for coming on the morning show with Mullion Haw, just because you provided us with a lot of content. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano. Also, Brandon Fryer was back today. Thanks to Jenna Duddleston, Connor O'Donnell, and Matt Anaya.
And Cody was back there, too, doing things.
Oh, yeah, Cody was here today.
Yeah, Cody gave me the lowdown on Odyssey softball because, you know, I'm retired, so I'm not playing. I was like, hey, but I still care. And I'm like, hey, what happened last night? Apparently, our guy Eric Ortiz went ham. Last night, carried the whole team.
He's another dub. Multi-talented.
Another dub.
I must have missed that email. I never got an invite for the.
Do you want to play?
No.
See, there was. There was the process.
My ankle's messed up. If my ankle was a mess up, I would play.
So, Marshall, you just want to know that they would like you to play.
Yeah. Like everybody wants to be wanted sometimes.
It would be great if you played.
Yeah, maybe my ankle's better. Maybe so. I just don't know how long.
Get yourself on the roster because you have to, if you want to play in the playoffs, you have to play in 3 games.
Oh, no ringers.
Yeah, that's kind of the rule.
Or
they bent the rules for me last year because
you're you.
No, but because I've been in the league like forever, so it was like
again because you're you.
I was on the roster. I just didn't play.
Wait, didn't you guys have like a ringer rec sports basketball team like in Philly? Was it was like you and some unbelievably tall people?
Well, no, I just have a lot of tall friends because that helps both in rec athletics and also when you go out. When I used to go out, like group of tall men getting all the attention.
Speaking of ringers, I was just texting with a buddy of mine and we were talking about this Knicks Pacers series.
Oh,
and
great series!
And he was talking about all the former players that he sees around there, and he said, "Damn, Allen Houston still looks good." And he said, "Did I ever tell you I got invited to ABCD summer camp and Allen Houston was there? We scrimmaged against each other." I guarded him for 10 minutes. This is my dude.
How'd it go?
For the first 10 minutes of the game, he had 20 in those first 10 minutes. Incredibly smooth handle, shot right over me. It was literally like I wasn't even there because at 5'11", I kind of wasn't.
Oh, 5'11"? Good time. Trying to guard Allen Houston?
Well, my dude was a really good high school point guard at 5'11", and he got matched up with Allen Houston at a camp. Look, when you face a real one, you know.
This is why I keep pointing out that Cam Smith should be on the Midday Show. Because Cam has got all these stories from five-star camp, which he participated in with Chris Paul and LeBron James. And when asked, who's the best guard here? Cam Smith did the most West Side Chicago thing ever. Me. I'm that dude.
He said it was him.
Wow. And then he saw LeBron play and he's like, oh, okay.
That guy's so pretty good.
That guy can do all the stuff I can do, but he's 6'8". Got it.
Got it. Noted.
Got it.
That's fair. That's fair. I think my favorite basketball with actual basketball players is a retired Katino Mobley in Philly.
University of Rhode Island.
Was just out here superstar. Just doing whatever he wanted at age 40-something. And I was this is like right before he did the big three stuff.
Was Tyson Wheeler the other guard on that team?
I forget. There were two. It was Jim Herrick at University of Rhode Island on that team.
If I pulled that out of my keister, that is going to be...
That'd be awesome. I forgot that Katino played in Big 3. That was the joy of watching Big 3. It's like seeing these people, seeing Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf at age 49.
Drain him.
Just drain it.
Kendall always says he was the most difficult player he's ever guarded.
I love that. I love that. Tyson Wheeler guarded. Was it really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, nicely done.
Kendall guarded everybody, and he says Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf was just funky and herky-jerky. There was nobody like him.
He really does give him the credit that he deserved. He was like, no, it's Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
There are so many different like high school legends here that there's so many that we could tap into because everyone... One's had some sort. It's like the Pope. So someone played against Antoine Walker and Donovan McNabb. You know what I mean?
Like someone went to a game with the Pope.
Even after the Patrick Beverley video came out talking about John Shire, I was talking to Eugene about it from It's the Bigs, and Eugene was like, "Oh yeah, I used to go to John Shire's games to watch."
Yeah, and he's played against legends too. It's the city is filled with them. Here's what we've got going on today. JT O'Sullivan is going to jump on.
I love the Monte Cristo at that place.
It's very good. And for all the people who heard Kurt Warner and was like, oh, so that's the experience that happens in the NFL. JT might have a different point of view on watching film and who you should be watching film with. That's at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 4 o'clock. And coming up at 2:30, Nico Horner is going to join us. So we're going to get after it and talk about last night's disappointment after Tanny's Open, which is next on The Score.